4.1 million refugees have left Ukraine. They have left their homes, almost all their possessions, and most have been forced to abandon their pets. By one estimate, Ukraine was home to some 750,000 dogs and 5.5 million cats as of 2014. In the desperate rush to flee war, many of those animals were left behind by their owners, especially larger dogs. Here are updates on Ukrainian War Animal Relief Fund. These are excerpts from Dan Fine's GoFundMe page. There are many pictures of the rescued dogs and some of the horrors of war, and there are videos that he references. To see the pictures and videos, the website is GoFundMe Ukrainian War Animal Relief Fund. Report from April 11, 2022. This is a new dog that was brought in from the streets of Kiev. He won't stop shaking and won't walk. For the past 2 days, we find a bench and tuck him inside our jackets and hold him. Today, after some encouragement, he walked and peed for what seemed like 5 minutes. Also, when I opened his cage, his tail wagged. Progress. Another update from April 11th. Our player is back from the hospital. We have a dog we call Drago that was starving. She's so skinny that we can't feed her enough, and you have to be quick because she'll bite your hand trying to get food. She also just circles her cage nonstop, which I think is because she was chained to a post 24/7. Well, they were taking Drago outside, and she reached into this puppy's cage to get her food. The puppy tried to guard her food, and Drago bit her leg. She's stitched up and back here, playing like a rock star. April 12th, 2022. Good news about Jan, the driver that went into Ukraine. He's checked in and okay. Also, I heard a report this morning that there's a lot of traffic going back into Ukraine. April 13th, 2022. I got to walk this gentle soul, Paolo, this morning, shot twice in Ukraine. Looks like the recovery is going well. Thanks for everyone's generous donations. We are working on putting together a list of the shelters still open in Ukraine and the vets supporting them. The dog, Paolo, that he talks about is a terrier-type dog with two shaved areas on her back and side. April 13th, 2022. A warning. This video could be hard to watch if you are an animal lover. Kids should not be allowed to watch it. This is the journey from being a refugee and losing your pet, to gathering dog and cat food, to crossing the border, seeing the horror of what Putin is doing, to capturing animals and restoring their faith in humans. Our gratitude goes out to all the volunteers, vets, drivers, and people with nerves of steel to go out and get this done. Thank you. A note. Dan is right. The video is hard to watch. If you would like to see it, send an email to info@radiotacoma.org with Ukraine Animal Relief in the subject line. April 15th, 2022. The sun is out and the dogs are playing. With the good weather, it's great to get the dogs out playing a bit more. In this short video, you will see Galnya. For some reason, her ears were cut off. Paolo, I was incorrect earlier. He was shot 8 times, not 2. Rosie rolling around with her ball. Tausek with a big smile. A stork taking off. Lots of storks around here. And Bogdad walking a shepherd. Bogdad is a Romanian police officer. He's here on contract with the EU and volunteers to walk the dogs. April 15th, 2022. Just got back from the warehouse. We are getting deliveries in. This young lady just got back from Ukraine, and look how excited she is. The building is where I am staying with the overflow dogs and cats. More puppies showed up today. April 16th. Today, in between dog walks, We went over to the International Refugee Center in Chemisel and applied to be volunteers. You need to take a rapid COVID test before entering and fill out a quick app. You aren't allowed to take photos inside, but I did take one of the artwork prepared by the children. Outside are the showers and toilets and people lining up to take buses to the train station, which will take them on to their ultimate destination. Inside is like a beehive. You have organizations like the Red Cross, World Central Kitchen, and groups from all over the world helping out. They have rooms and desks for each country that refugees are going to get assistance. Kids are playing soccer in the hallway. There is a pharmacy. What took me back the most is the room with cots. Thousands of cots all lined up next to each other. Every night, they get taken up and the whole place is sanitized. It's cool to see the rest of the world lending a hand. On the dog front, one of the dogs that got shot in the spine and can't walk was adopted. That person must have a big heart. April 16th, 2022. We walk a lot of the dogs at the ADA Sanctuary. The ADA Foundation, a no-kill animal shelter in Chemisel, Poland, is just 30 minutes from the border with Ukraine. After leaving the shelter, we each grab a dog from one of the rooms or one of the hospital wards. Then we choose a path to take them on. One of my favorites is along this mound that runs along the sanctuary. I found this sign that the mound behind me was actually built and used as protection for the town against the Russian cavalry. It was built between 1878 and 1893. If I'm reading the sign correctly, there were three rings around the town. April 17, 2022. Today was pretty quiet around town since it's Easter Sunday. Everything is closed in Poland. Everything. So I thought I'd take a few pictures of some of the dogs. Now remember, these are all dogs rescued from the streets of Ukraine. Some, most, have psychological trauma, so they aren't all sweet and made of sugar. But they are all great dogs and love a scratch on the head or to have their butts rubbed. April 19th, 2022. This is a dog shelter in Irpin. Irpin is a city near Kiev. They ran out of food and had to cook porridge for 105 dogs. Now they have some food, and if we can get there, we'll get them more. April 20th, 2022. I heard Louis Graham was coming from Atlanta, so I asked him to fill his van in Krakow with dog food. He did exactly that. We are taking his van to a local store tomorrow and filling it again. Us old guys are having fun loading and unloading these bags of food. What's Polish for Advil? April 20th, 2022. This can get emotional. You meet people for the first time as they pass through the warehouse. In this case, we can't really communicate because he speaks like six languages and I only speak English, which isn't one he knows. However, we were able to get him loaded on his way to Kiev. You give him a big hug, wish him a safe journey, and wonder if you will ever see him again. April 21st, 2022. Another crazy day, and it's not even half done. We walked the shelter dogs and the sanctuary dogs. Then we went over to the refugee center and met with the director. He's putting in Microsoft Power Apps and Power BL to help track the fugitives flowing through. We also have worked with this woman before, but now she is going to drive some refugees to Germany. Then over to the pet shop to pick up 100 bags of dog food and 30 bags of cat food. There we met Thomas, and already he has crossed the border and delivered the food we bought today and bringing back Ukrainian books for the children here. Louis, helping me unload the food, is going to Kiev tomorrow, and they are going to try to get to Kharkiv. We are sponsoring his trip, and he is going with an armed escort. There is an old woman stuck in Kharkiv, which is in eastern Ukraine, and has a German shepherd that she won't leave. It will take 2 days to get to her, but our plan is to bring her and her dog back, and she will join her daughter in Italy. The warehouse filled up and we ran out for some lunch. Then we got a call. All the dog food and cat food we brought had already been shipped out. The crew leaving in the morning needs cat food. So we went back and cleaned out the pet store of their cat food supply. Another, much larger order is coming tomorrow. Lewis is leaving me his van while he goes on a very dangerous mission, so I can get to do the big order while he gets the easy work. Ha ha. Randy is also heading to shelters in Ukraine, and a Ukrainian family moved in next door. April 22, 2022. I'm not really a country music fan, but a friend, Tom Averill, sent the lyrics to a Chris Stapleton song called Maggie's Song. I'm on a break between dog walks, so I pulled it up, and it ain't bad. A sweet song about a sweet dog. Speaking of sweet dogs, Harry got adopted. He's kind of a terrier of some sort. He looks at you with these unbelievable, I love you, man, eyes. Then he won't stop trying to get on the bed. He's so happy to see you that he runs around the room like crazy with his tail wagging. And when you walk him, he pulls you like a bulldozer for such a very small dog. I'm so glad he found a home. He's going to make a family very happy. April 23, 2022. Air raid sirens this morning, but I didn't hear any missiles. We'll have to check and see if the Russians are hitting Lviv again. Here's a shelter cooking porridge for the dogs until they get food supplies. Also, outside the shelters, animal group homes are popping up. People bringing in stray dogs and cats. April 23, 2022. We got a video of Lewis and team. The van got a tow from the Ukrainian military near Kiev after delivering pet food to a shelter. Let's hope they can get back to their mission of retrieving the senior woman and her German shepherd in Kharkiv. April 25th, 2022. A quick update on a few things. Lewis and Sasha are on their way back safe and sound with the elderly woman and her dog. We will put them up in Shemizel, and likely Lewis will drive her all the way to Italy to join her daughter. I also learned why Russians fire missiles twice. It's called a double tap. So, the first missile goes in and does the damage. Then the Russians wait for paramedics and responders to go in, and then they fire the second set of missiles to take them out. And of course, they don't care about killing animals. Tuesday, April 26, 2022. This is amazing. What a journey. I can't wait to get more details, but here's a video of how Sasha, Lewis, and team retrieving the woman and her German shepherd. Somehow they picked up another shepherd along the way and bringing her home. We are looking for a place for them to stay in Shemizel, and then we'll arrange their drive to Italy to reunite with her daughter. Your donations enabled this rescue. Thank you so much. Now here's an update from Tom Bates on April 28, 2022. Into Ukraine tomorrow. Hello, wonderful people. Arrived in Shemizel yesterday afternoon. Tomorrow we head to Lviv and then to Kiev. After that, Kharkiv. It would be a convoy of 3 to 4 vans. One with German journalists. In fact, I think everyone is German for the trip, except me, of course. Last night, our van arrived from Kharkiv with 2 German shepherds and a Ukrainian lady. Today, they left for her daughter's home in Italy. It was an awesome rescue by our people. Shrapnel incident, stuck in the mud, hours at border control, but they made it. Thanks again to all of you. Please share and encourage your acquaintances to donate. The fuel is not cheap. The vans are in need of maintenance and repairs. Best regards, Tom. May 1st, 2022. Hello, people. I have been in Kiev and Chernihiv yesterday. Heading to Kharkiv today. Taking animal and human food to the area. We'll be picking up wounded animals to take to a recovery center near the Polish border. Best regards, Tom. On Tuesday, May 3rd, I arranged a Zoom meeting with Tom
and was able to talk with him.
I'm here again with Tom Bates, and we're going to get an update.
Yeah, hi, Louisa. I'm in Kharkiv, Ukraine right now. Pretty close to the front lines. We've been here for the last 3 days. Today was a very productive day. We have been able to rescue some animals that were indicated that they needed to be rescued by Ukrainians. It's very difficult to select or pick out dogs or cats that look like they're abandoned. You just don't want to walk up and grab an animal because anybody sees you do it, they may think you're just stealing the dog, and we don't know if it belongs to someone or not. So once we get to meet some of the locals, they do direct us towards the animals that need to be taken to shelter or to some medical facility, and we accomplished that today several times. One of the more interesting aspects of today was that we went into an eco wildlife animal park that had been the site of a battle. The entire park was destroyed. Lots of bullet holes, shell divots, and there were a few animals still in there, and we did rescue a raven, a goat, and there are some other animals left there that we're going to attempt to go back and retrieve tomorrow. It's only about 14 to 15 miles or kilometers from the front line.
So tell me more about the raven. I mean, was it injured? How did you catch it?
No, the raven was in an enclosure.
Oh, okay.
And as is the goats. We found the goats in an enclosure. They had been placed in there with a number of pigs and also some other ravens. It was a kind of a round cage, an animal display, and somebody put them in there and grouped them all together. Also saw an alpaca and a peacock. There were a few dead animals as well that had been victims of gunfire.
Wow.
Today's been productive and at the same time difficult in some ways. But I'm here with a group of Germans and two Ukrainians and two Poles, and I'm the only American, and there is a huge language barrier. There are two Germans that speak fairly reasonable English. I don't speak anything. I don't even speak reasonable English, but they do pretty well. And so it is a really unique situation for me. I've not ever been in a situation like this where I am definitely the minority. We do communicate quite well, and I do still have my Google Translate, which helps me out quite a bit. Let me back up a little bit. This what I just described is what we did this afternoon. What we did this morning was we traveled to a government facility that is a pet rescue and impound center. And it was just a beautiful facility. It's all I can say is that America would do well to copy what the Ukrainians are doing for their animals. This is sponsored by the government. They have three facilities in the area that have up to 1,500 dogs and cats in each one. And they are really well cared for. And these facilities take them from A to Z as far as they bring in the animals. The ones that are adoptable right away are pretty much adopted out. Then they have some that have to be socialized, and they are in a different section And they have a area where they have dogs that need to be socialized but will be adoptable. And then they have an area where the animals are a little less likely to be adopted. And they do work with them, but if they're not, if they can't be adopted, they're going to be euthanized. And they have the facility for it. They have a crematorium where people can bring in their animals when they're dying or if they died. And the facility will do this for them. And they also have mausoleums that they will inter their animals in and produce some plaques for them. And it's unbelievable what they have going on here. And to think that they have three more in the area. They have their own team of people that go out when people call about stray animals or possibly war damaged animals, and they go out and bring them in. They can't keep them all alive because it's war, and there are some that are severely injured and are unable to be cured, so they have to make the hard decision.
So with the adoptable animals, who are adopting those animals that are adoptable?
Well, that's an interesting story. From what I understand, that they will adopt them out through Europe. But they have a requirement of the people that adopt the animals that they must check in on a regular basis and send photos and some other requirements, or else they will demand or even have another agency in that country pick the animals up. So they're very serious about who adopts and how they're adopted and cared for.
Oh, wow. That's so good. But it sounds like the whole area of Europe is involved. It's not just Poland.
No, it's true. The animal rescue organizations throughout Europe are here in this area, maybe not just in Ukraine, but they're in Poland and accepting animals across the border. Mm-hmm. The people that I am working with, the German group, it is a foundation for cats and dogs, and they have been taking good care of me.
Someone should take care of you.
Well, someone should. But anyway, they are doing a very good job of it. Kharkiv is a beautiful city, very, very large, spread out, and the front line runs through a third of the city to the east. We've been traveling in and out of the red zone looking for strays and bringing food to humans as well as the animals. And when we pass through the checkpoints, which are manned by the Ukrainian soldiers, there are dogs there. There are lots of dogs. And some of them belong to the soldiers, and some of them just have wandered in. And they are happy to see us come in. We stop at the checkpoints. We give them food for their animals, and then they give up the strays that have come in. And we just took them, a group of these animals that we got today, back to that facility that we visited this morning. So they are the Raven, the Goat, a very geriatric dog, and then there were three other dogs that we managed to bring in also.
Well, I really admire what you're doing.
Well, thank you. There's a few of us out here, and I have to say that these people I've been working with are just amazing. What I watched them go through today and their commitment to taking care of our two-legged, our avian, all the animals, they matter, and we're doing what we can.
Well, you're doing good work.
And yeah, we feel that way.
Well, thank you for the update. So I'm hoping we can do this again.
Oh, yeah, we will. We have another day here in Kharkiv, and then we are going back to Kiev. And we're going to be spending a day in Kiev. And then we're going up north to Chernihiv, which is right, probably about 30 kilometers from Belarus.
Ooh,
and we traveled through there on our way here, and it's a pretty devastated area. I think I may have forwarded a photograph to you of some damaged, blown up vehicles. One included the shallow grave of a Russian soldier their comrades left behind. They must have had to clear out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been traveling around in what is the war zone. And the resilience of the Ukrainian people and their tenacity is something I've never experienced.
Right, right. Well, I've also been following Dan Fine's blog on the GoFundMe site.
Great. Yeah, Dan and I are working together right now. We need to get another van, and we thought we had one lined up earlier, but that fell through today. Mm-hmm. We have a Polish gentleman that's helping us with this. He's going to make arrangements for us to, he's going to buy the van, and mm-hmm. he's going to lease it to me or to us. And if we return the van, it doesn't even have to be perfect, but if we return it, we get the deposit back. So, yeah, we are actively trying to secure another van and, of course, more food, more fuel money.
Well, I never know how to end. I usually try to say something to people like, okay, stay safe. But, it's like, how are you going to do that? So all I'm doing is visualizing you in a safe circumstance.
Well, thank you. And I'm trying to keep myself that way.
Yeah.
Fortunately, some of the people I'm working with are ex-military, and we have EMT people. And so we have the right folks along with us, helps keep us safe.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, Slava Ukraini.
Yeah.
Glory to Ukraine.
Yeah.
And we will be back with you with an update tomorrow. We're going to go back and see what we can do in that wildlife park. And then we're going to be moving on to Kiev. And mm-hmm. once we get there, as I said, we're going to head north. So I'll get back with you when we're in Kiev.
Okay.
And we can do another update. And then I think I'll be back in Poland on Saturday. And then I have a couple things to do, and we'll be back in Ukraine. We're going to be heading to Dnieper and mm-hmm. Picking up some cats there and feeding some people and animals there. So once we get that organized, I'll let you know what we're doing.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep in touch by email, and we'll go from there.
Okay. That's perfect. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I will look forward to sharing with you the updates that I get from Tom. In the meantime, here are some ways you can help. If you search for Ukrainian War Animals Relief Fund, you will find Dan Fine's page. If you mention Tom Bates, he will get a piece of that donation. You will find Tom's site by searching Tom Bates Indiegogo. Thank you for listening.